flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
little boy, I miss you. With your sudden smile and your ignorance of pain. Little boy, I miss you. With your sudden smile and your ignorance of pain, you walked through life, endured it with nothing but misty goals to keep you company. You wandered through quiet woods with friends, and you were startled by shuffling porcupine. Your heart beat mightily when you chased frogs and caught one too big for a single hand. There was no time for meaning. A marshmallow gave it on a sharpened stick. A jackknife in your pocket gave you comfort when your friends were gone. A flower hidden in the woods behind an aging shriveled log. A dog who licked at your fingers and chewed at your jeans. A game of football that you didn't expect. A glass of cider. A cricket's cry. When did you lose your eyes and ears? When did taste buds cease to tremble? Whence this sullenness, this mounting fear, this quarrel with life, demanding meaning? That morning fear is leisure's bonus, and it is the pain that forbids you to be a boy. Little boy, I miss you. The poet is missing the innocence of childhood. Whence this sullenness? From where this dryness has come now? The poet is missing those days when he was chasing the frogs. And when he caught a big frog, what joy it gave. The poet is thinking of that small knife. And when the friends were gone, that small knife gave the security. The poet is thinking about that flower, which was so hidden. About that dog who licked at his fingers and chewed at his jeans. What has happened now? This quarrel of life, demanding meaning? That was a time when there was no reason for any meaning. But now there is a mounting fear, this quarrel with life. When did you lose your ears and your eyes? Every small thing excited. The shuffling porcupine, when he with his friends were moving around in the woods, they were amazed and startled. And now, he has walked through the life with what? With misty goals, just to keep him company. Is life a celebration or a saga of suffering and pain? Baba is telling us to celebrate. Every day is a celebration. Is it really so? Or we are lost in finding the meaning of life? So these are the 10 questions from today's Murli. Write about the significance of staying combined with the Father in daily life. When you are combined with Him, the illusion of separation goes away. This combined stage, easy yogi stage, becomes natural. Rajyoga is the name of the state. So the first question is, write about the significance of staying combined with the Father in daily life. So when you are combined with Him, life becomes a dance of surrender. And you move in harmony. It is said that man keeps on giving miscall to gods. But when God calls back, he never picks back. He never picks up the phone. So the separation continues. Baba said, combined, staying together, and Sahaj Yogi. These three words. No matter what is happening throughout the day, you stay combined with the Divine. Life becomes an eternal dance of surrender and staying together. The second question is, reflect on the vow made in childhood. What was that oath? We will stay together, we will live together, and we will walk together. It is the eternal companionship with the Divine. It is a journey of partnership, of trust, support. List three methods to remain a natural yogi, Sahaj Yogi. Living in the present and surrendering ego and seeing the divinity everywhere. Yoga should become a natural state. Just as somebody is in yoga with his phone, even if there is no signal, one remains connected. So also, can one remain connected with the Supreme? It is a state of internal alignment, harmony. The fourth question is, contemplate the meaning of big day in your spiritual practice. Baba has talked about big day, bad day. Big day is when you thank God. Bad day is when you abuse life, you complain God. But other than these 2 days, most of our days are confused days. They are neither good day, days or bad days. They are days of confusion. To be or not to be, what to do? There is a recurrent emptiness within. What to do? What to do? So today is the holiday, what to do? So that confusion remains. Good day, bad day, confused days. Just as a child is celebrating his birthday with cake, with songs, with party, and there is no thought for tomorrow's homework. So also life should become everyday birthday celebration, where there is joy and happiness and no stress and no confusion. Baba said, remember your childhood's oath. Go back to your days of childhood. The next question is, describe the spiritual gifts you can offer to others in your surroundings. So Baba in this Murli said, give others. But only he who has can give. And what to give? Love. Powers. Appreciation, wisdom, peace. Attention. Sometimes the only gift you can give to others is attention. Sometimes the only gift you can give to others is silence. Silence is perhaps the greatest gift you can give to others. The constant chattering, the constant arguments, lead to nothing. What is the difference between debate and discussion? There is discussion and there is debate. Debate or argument. In discussion, person is trying to understand another person. Person is trying to understand the other person's point of view. But in debate, when the other person is speaking, the person is thinking about his own points. He has no business to agree at all. He has no business to understand that other point, that other perspective. It is just the attempt to win. Debate is the struggle of egos. Discussion is very different. Discussion means you want to come to some conclusion. Debate does not want to any conclusion. Debate, you must have seen on news channels. They sit together and they debate on Indian philosophy. And this, and the debate on nationalism. What is the aim? To understand the other perspective? Not at all. person is not listening, only speaking in debate. He doesn't want to listen, no matter what point you put. Yes, so discussion joins and debates alienates. It separates. So Baba said, what gift you will give? If you find that everything is expensive, give silence. Next question, reflect on how uplifting others can elevate your spiritual stage. When you give light to others, you become light. It is just like pushing somebody up the ladder. But when you are pushing somebody to climb the ladder, you are also climbing the ladder. So uplifting others allows you to rise with them. The next question is, these are the three words which has come in today's Murli. Vidhi, Vidhan and Vidhata. Vardhan. There is Vardhan, Vardhata also. The three words Baba has used for himself, Data, Vidhata and Vardhata. So Vidhi is methodology. Vidhi is methods. Vidhi is techniques. I have a day in front of me. What methods I have, what techniques I have to make this day a worthwhile day. So Vidhi is method. Second is Vidhan, principle. Disciplines. Without discipline, without Vidhan, without set of rules, life will become haywire. Everything will go topsy-turvy. If you want to have alignment, have some rules. Rules help. Tailored to your job, your lifestyle. The third is Vardhan, blessing. Blessing is, what is the difference between blessing and principles? Blessings are principle you break with God's permission. So here, you are given something. And you rejoice. So these three things will make every action divine. So whatever you do, have a method, set rules, and then visualize the blessing. Think of the blessing. This act of visualization and affirmation will help. See yourself doing it. See yourself having achieved doing it. So, MPB, method, principle and blessing. Vidhi, Vidhan and Vardhan. The next question is, identify one area in your life where you can make your efforts more effortless. Baba doesn't love efforts. He wants everything to be without resistance. It's just like a river trying to reach the ocean. The effortless effort. It is just like searching the remote control of the TV everywhere. And magically you always find it on the sofa. That's called effortless effort. The things are there, but you can't see. The big day is when the sudden realization comes. This is a Christmas Murli. So Baba is talking about big day. Big heart. Imperishable Father. So do something big. And the big will come when the big realization will come. And the realization is here and now. It's within us. Remove the resistance. Probably the greatest block in knowledge is because of knowledge. The greatest obstacle in yoga is because of yoga. The greatest obstacle in dharana is because of dharana. And the greatest barrier in seva is because of seva. Why? The very thought that I want to connect in yoga with God is a block. Drop that thought. Let this connection become spontaneous. Life is spontaneity. It's not struggle. It's not that I want to sit in yoga and this is the month of January. Until 18th January, I will do this and I will do that. Let it become a celebration. Let it become a joy. Let it become a spontaneous game. Then only it will work. Otherwise, there will be always a guilt consciousness that morning Amrit Vela is good. Till Murli, I am okay. And throughout the day, the stage of separation. So, effortless effort. And the last question. Reflect on how the remembrance of the Father helps you to overcome fear and doubt. In the light of the eternal truth, the doubt finishes. Doubt is like locking the door and then spending the whole night thinking whether it is locked properly or not. You do the things and surrender unto Him and forget. Let life become a song, a dance of effortlessness. Let meditation become a natural state. Let it not remain an act of doing. Let it become an act of being. Just as you breathe, you meditate. You are in meditation, but you don't know you are in meditation. You are doing, and yet there is no awareness that you are doing. Such effortlessness. Such flow, such flux, such spontaneity. Such floating of consciousness is the real Rajyoga. Sahaj Yogi, combined and always together. Think of your fortune. Socho, samjho. Think and understand. Think and understand. But this understanding itself should become an easy method. So go back to those days of childhood. Little boy, I miss you. Miss you with your sudden smile and your ignorance of pain. You walk through life and devoured it with nothing and the misty goals to keep you company. You wandered through quiet woods with friends and where you were startled by shuffling porcupine. Little boy, I miss thee. Go back to that childhood. Whence this sullenness, this mounting fear, this quarrel with life, this demanding meaning? That mounting fear is ledger's bonus, and it is the pain that forbids you to be a boy. Go back and become that boy again. Such celebration of life is the pinnacle of Rajyoga. Om Shanti.